ජනාන්‍යන සලාපයා සක්ෂූන් මිනිතන් වේනාගත්මයි ශ්‍රී ගුරමය ශ්‍රී කෘෂ්ණ කේන්තන්න ප්‍රභුනිත්තානන්ද යද්දයිත වදාධාරි සුරාටාදි ගෞරවයෙන් හරි කෘෂ්ණ 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 හරි 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 රාම හරි රාම 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 So, Sage Narada is trying to enlighten Vyasa. Vyasa was learned, not ordinarily learned. He is the incarnation of God, Narada. He appeared for spreading some basic knowledge. Therefore, Naradji is stated here Smayanniva means, a smile means smiling. Such a great personality also becomes morose. After giving so many contributions, literary contributions, still he was not happy. So, it is wonderful. See, therefore, you are smiling. Smayanniva. Devarsi praha viprasim vinapani smayanniva. Then he says, jiggasitam avitancha brahma jatat anapsam athapi sochasi apanam akritita iva prabho jiggasitam. This is a very important thing, jiggasa. This is the beginning of life, actually. Thātta brahmas jiggasa, inquisitiveness. Tasmāt gurum prapaddeta, why am I so such a great guru? Jiggasa, one who is inquisitive. That is the actual life. There is no animal, they are not inquisitive. They are simply concerned with the four principles of bodily necessities. Eating, udaram daktam kutamba varanam. He says, Kali Yuga, if one can eat sensuously, he thinks that all my interest is the opposite. I have eaten. Very nice. That's all. And Daksam Kutumba Bharanam. And if he can maintain a wife and three children, he is Dakkamahas. Dakkamahas. This is the age of Kali. If one can simply eat, and if he is well to do, he can maintain. And when I was in New York, one old lady, she used to come to my class, not in Second Avenue, when I first started in 72nd. So, she had a son. So, I asked, why don't you get your son married? Oh, and you see, if you can maintain a wife, I am not this one. This is maintain a wife is a great job in this age. Daktam kutumba bharanam. And still we are very much proud that we are advanced. Even a bird maintains a wife, even a beast maintains a wife, when a human being hesitates to maintain a wife. You see? And they are advanced in civilization. It is very horrible age. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that don't waste your time in any way. Simply chant Hare Krishna. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. So, people are not at all interested in spiritual life. No inquiry. No inquiry. But that is lie. That is human life. Jignasa. The smart guru prapadvito. One must find out a person, guru, a spiritual master, and inquire from him the problems of life. Just like Sanatana Goswami. He'll find in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He inquired. He was a great minister. And he thought himself that I am a most third-class man. Because I do not know what is the aim of my life. Why I am put into this miserable condition of material existence? I don't want all these miserable conditions still. They are enforced upon me. No. There should be inquiry. But the animal has no inquiry. Just like the goat is standing all night. Because he has no power to inquire, oh, why you have put me into this condition? That is animal life. All right, suffering is there. All right. Their disease is there. That's all right. Death is there. All right. Old age is there, all right. That is, it is the animal life. Therefore, Nara says, Jignasitam Bhavitamcha. You are not a fool. You have inquired sufficiently and you have studied Bhavitamcha. So it is not that without studying, without inquiry, one becomes elevated. No. Vijyasitam aditancha brahma. What about inquiry? Brahma. Athatam brahma jigyasa. An ordinary jigyasa. What is the news today? This is not jigyasa. Jigyasa means brahma jigyasa. Vijyasitam aditancha brahma jatta sanatanam. Sanatanam means itana. We should inquire about our eternal blissful life. That is our priority. So he has done all these things. He had a spiritual master like Narada, and he was himself best then. So everything was first class. And still, athapi is still sochasi. You are lamenting, you are morose. You are morose, you are unhappy, just like you have occupied. You have done nothing. So we have to become kitartha. Kitartha means one who has finished his job, the responsibility of human life. He is called kitartha. Kitartha. The casket was very appropriate. But the people still have learned so many things from the Vedic literature. Then Vyasadeva replies, Astevame sarvamidam tayoktam. My dear sir, my dear spiritual master, whatever you are saying, it is all right. I have studied sufficiently, I have inquired sufficiently, I know about Brahma, everything. I have written Vedanta Sutra, still asteva. Asteva means sarvamidam payoktam. Whatever you are saying, everything is there in me. Tathapi nātmā parituṣyate me. Still I don't find satisfaction. Tanmula abhaktyam. And what is the cause? That is also, I do not know. Tanmulam abhaktyam. Avadabodham prichyami he tatma bhavatma bhutam. Bhavatma hatma bhutam. Bhava. You are the son of Brahma. Brahma is called hatma bhutam. Brahma is not born of ordinary father and mother. Brahma is born of the Supreme Lord, Supreme Atma, Narayana, Gadbhotak Sai Vishnu. Therefore he is called Sambhu. Brahma Dada name is Sambhu. Savai Bhavana Veda Samastha Guhyam Upasitu Jatpurusat Purana. Now here Nara's qualification is that because you are a great devotee of the original personality of Godhead, Purusat Purana, Chasatam Purusam, Adyam, that's like Arjun accepted Krishna. Sāsadam purusam ādyam. Just like we are singing now. Govindam ādi purusam. So Purāna purusam. Purāna purusam is the oldest purusha. Oldest name. The oldest name is Krishna. Advaita yacchati anādi anantarūpam ādyam purāna purusam. This reference is all the same. Either you take Vedanta Sutra or you say take Brahma Sutra or you take Brahma Sanghita or Bhagavatam. There is no contradiction because the same truth is explained in different Vedic literature. Kinchaja sanatanam nittam param brahma tatcha taya jignyasitam vicharitam aditam adhigatam prattam shayitam. Atma bhavo abhaktam asputam. He narada ta swan prichyam. Atma bhavo abhaktam brahma tatcha atmana dehadhutam sam. So because you are directly from Brahma, therefore I am asking you, what is this? Savai bhavan vida samastha guhyam upasitam yattu purusha purana. Purusha purana. Purusha de purusha. God is purusha. God is never female. This is another rascal. There are many rascals who think that God is female. Kali, goddess Kali is God. God is Kali, how can you God? See, Shakti. Shakti. Every Vedic scripture it is said that Parasa Brahmana Shakti. Everything is innate. So, how God can be, that is impersonal. You can think of God, imagine. It is imaginist. The Mayavadi theory is that there is no God. The impersonal, there is voidness. You can imagine any form. That's sadhakanam hitarthaya brahmana rupa kalpana. Kalpana means imagination. So, except the sattvatas, nobody knows what is God. Sattvata means Vaishnava. Nobody knows what is God. They sometimes accept this is God, this is God, this is God, this is God. No. God is the original supreme person. Man, enjoyer. Man is called enjoyer. Predominator. Purusha Purana. Parāvaresa manasaiva viṣṭaṁ sijatta avattati gunaiya saṅgā. And parāvara. Para means transcendental. And avara. Avara means this material. Inferior. Avara means inferior. And para means superior. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Itastu me bhumi rapanu labhayu khaṁ buddhi manarivasa. Itastu me apara, aparayam. These material nature consisting of earth, water, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego, eight. This is avara. Avara means inferior. And there is another nature. Parastasvasu bhava anya. when the Bhagavad Gita is fine, there is another nature. And that is Paro. Paro. Tasmat. Tasmat means out of this avara, inferior nature, there is another superior nature, Paro. The same thing is here also. Paravaresa. But Krishna is Isha, the controller of both the energies, the spiritual energy and material energy. Paravaresa. Manasaiva visam sijati avatati manasaiva. Simply by thinking. Just like in the Bible it is said, let there be creation. Immediately there is creation. Manasaiva. Then we can compare just a very rich man, many assistants, many managers, just a tech in your country, archipelago, somebody like that. He thinks something to do, business. Simply, he orders his secretary, this should be done. It is done. Without his personal effort, immediately done. Because why? Because he has got superior energy or power. In the material world means this monetary strength he has got. So simply by his desire, the secretary arranges everything and everything is nicely done. But he is sitting in his room. If it is possible for a person who is little materially is, just imagine how much it is possible by God, the Supreme. Simply by willing, everything will be done. He doesn't have to do anything. Natasakajam karananti vidvate vilasa. So he has nothing to do. So who is that God? That Krishna. He has nothing to do. He's simply enjoying. Playing his throat and other is serving. He has not taking a sword and fighting. And why he should fight? He hasn't got to fight. One can say, then why he was in the battlefield? Yes, by battlefield he was not to fight there. He was to see the fun. How the fight is going on. He was to give instructions, not to give. Deliver this Bhagavad Gita. He was not fighting. That is God. Parasa sakti jivida yusiyati. He is instructing Arjuna, his friend, that you fight. By his simple will, everything would have been done. Fighting would have been finished. He says that nimitta mātra bhava-sambhu-sāsīṁ, I have already planned it. If you don't fight, don't think that these persons who have assembled here, they will go back home. They are already finished. That plan is already made. Simply you take the credit that you are Krishna's friend, you have won the battle. That's all. I am giving you this chance of taking the credit. This is God. God hasn't got to labor and meditate and push laws and he becomes God. No? God is God. Simply by he is God. Everything is God. So, these that blocking that by meditation one can become by silent, becoming silent one become God, this condition. The God is not under any condition. Why God should be under condition? So therefore it is a manasaiva vishvam sujati. That is God. Simply by willing, let there be creation. Simply that word is sufficient. Immediately, perfect, purnamidam, everything full. Just like see, every planet is complete, whatever is needed, there is complete arrangement. Take for example, in our planet, we require water, the sufficient water is stocked. and the water is evaporated by the sun, and it is stocked again on the hill, reservoir, and from there, supply, whole year is being supplied by river, and again it is going to the reserve. How complete it is. Everything will find complete. Purnamidam, Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purna, Purna Udachyate, Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Abhishishyate. So, simply Manasaiva Vishtam Sijati Abhattati. This creation, Bhutya Bhutya Praliyate, the whole creation, by the will of the Purana Purusha, the Supreme Lord, is coming into existence, manifested, again becoming non-manifested. Gunaira Sangha. How it is becoming manifested and non-manifested? By the interaction of the three material modes of nature. But he is apart from that. Gunaira Sangha. Tang prajatan ana prajatan arkaiva triloki. Antasharavayu vivatma shakhi paramari brahmani dharmato bratri snatasane nunam alam vichakka. So you are a devotee of such personality of Godhead. You are recognized devotee. Therefore, I request you to find out what is the first in me that after inquiring, after doing so many things, so many books and literature, I am not happy. So you, the same thing as Arjuna surrendered to Krishna, that the disturbance which I am feeling in this battlefield, that can be solved by you only. Therefore, I am surrendering unto you as my spiritual master. No more friendly talks, and you just teach. So, this is the, I would say, eternal process. Even Vyasadeva is surrendering to Nara. Such is great God. Even Arjuna is surrendering to Krishna. So, why? Either you have to surrender to Krishna or Krishna's divinity. Then there is solution. Otherwise, there is no solution. Tasmāt guruṁ prabhadyeta jijñāsa se uttamam sādhe paretam isnātam brahmani upasamāsayam. One who has taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, upasama, finishing all and this material desire. Vasudev is everything. So we have to search out a Mahatma, a person who has simply a surrendered soul to Krishna, Vasudev. And we have to surrender. This is called desire acceptance. Then our problems will be solved. Otherwise, even a personality like Vyasadeva, he has promised. Even a personality like Arjuna, he has promised. So, antasara vayurivo atma shakti parabari brahmani dharmata vratai. Vratai. Virabhrata. Jesamantagatam papam jananam punya karmana. Any person who has simply acted piety, janānam punya karma, they, such person, bhajante mām virabhrata. So, to become Krishna conscious, to become a devotee, is not ordinary thing. One has to finish the business of all sinful reactions. Jijamantagatam papam. So long there will be papam, he will be hesitating to surrender to Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this Hare Krishna mantra that all papas will be finished. Chita Dattana Marjan. Baba Mahadavarmi Bhidma. He, one chants Hare Krishna mantra senselessly, just at a realization, then he is antagatam papam. Antagatam. Dhisam antagatam papam. Janaram, Pandakarmanam. Krishna says, Dhisam antagatam papam janaram pandakarmanam. One who has finished all sinful reactions. This can be done. But we have our ten kinds of offenses. Namna bala jasahi papa buddhi. This Hare Krishna mantra will finish all my sinful reaction. That is a fact. As soon as I chant Hare Krishna, immediately my sinful reaction fade. But that does not mean that because I chant Hare Krishna, then let me from morning to evening, let me do all kinds of sinful reactions, sinful activities, and I shall chant Hare Krishna, everything will be finished. Just like in Christian religion, there is a faith that confession, weekly confession. That is nice. When you confess your sinful activities before the higher authorities, before the representative of God, Lord Jesus Christ, or Lord God, or Krishna, your sinful activities are finished. That's all right. But that does not mean that you shall go again and again commit sinful activities and again come at the end of the week and finish your business. No, this is not meant. One should be conscious. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he accepted Jagai Mata, they are very sinful. He simply asked the condition that from this day, no more sinful activities. You accept this, then I accept. They promise, yes, whatever you have done, no more. That should be. Confess, God can excuse, and that is not a difficult job. God can excuse any amount of sinfulness. But after confessing, after being free, if I again commit sinful activities, that is the greatest thing. That is the greatest thing. One should be ashamed of that God has excused me. Again I shall say, I'm so shameless. But this business is going. No, that should not. Namna gula jasahi pava buddhi. So we should not think that because we are chanting, we can act all kinds of sinful activities. No. The chanting of Hare Krishna will give you protection. But you should not take advantage of it. But if by accident or by unintentionally, if you commit or by hurry, that is also excuse. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Apite sudurachara bhajate imam anannabha sadhuriva samantam. That is accident. Not that willful, sinful activities should be done, and this should be, neutralized by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. No, then you are spoiling it. That should not be done. Dhisam antagatam papam. So, without being free from sinful activities, nobody can take to Krishna consciousness. The method is easy. You can get out of sinful activities. But don't commit again. If you think that I shall ignite fire and pour water again, then what is the use of? Simply waste of time. So that should not be done. So, parāvarasa brahmani dharmata bhṛtai. So one should execute Krishna consciousness, dharmata, in right path, and bhṛtai, Vardantamadhira Vrata. Just like today, Sikadasi Vrata. Vratai. The Sikadasi Vrata is required. You see, here it is that you have performed all Vrata. The purpose of the Sikadasi Vrata is that today we should not eat much usual food, grains. The actual prescription is fasting. Nidjala Kadasi Upura. Nidjala means there are many devotees who does not take even water. Drinking water, according to Shastra, drinking a food or no food. You can take both ways. So, sometimes drinking of water is excuse. Upavas also. But there are many devotees who didn't drink in a drop of water whole day and night. They fast and observe Ekadasi Vrata, and the night is called Harivasa. Harivasa means the whole night they would chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. This is called Vrata. Virabhrata. Virabhrata. Virabhrata means very firm, steady. But Krishna is so kind that he has given us so many concessions. But we should, because there are some concessions, better we should not take advantage of the concession, but we should be very steady and strong in our conviction and perform devotional service strictly. That is nice. The vratai, dharmata vratai. Parāvare brahmani dharmata vratai snātas. Snātas means taking bath. Just like if you go, of course, in your country, there is no such thing, but in India, they take bath in the Ganges, completely deep. Just like you sometimes say bath in the ocean. So snātas, snātas means completely taking part in dharmata vrata. Fresh, refreshed. So, me nunam amalam vichaksha. So, you can find out what is the defect in me. Why I am Manush? Then Narada is replying now. Bhavatanu vitaprayana jaso bhagavato malam Jinai vasu natu sita manne tad darsanam khilam. He immediately replied that bhavata anudita prana jaso bhagavata amalam. You have compiled, given so many literatures, but in each and every literature, just like there are Puranas, 18 Puranas, and Mahabharata, and Vedas, and Brahma Sutra, you have given so many literatures. But Bhavata Anudita Prayana Jaso Bhagavata Amalam. There is no incessant glorification of the Supreme Personality of God. Just like Mahabharata, that's a great epic. But there are politics. So many politics, sociology, five, three, four, but in the middle there is a little glories of God, Bhagavad Gita. So the book is not full of the glories of the Krishna is there. But that is a partial representation. Now, Narada Muni says that not as sidelight, completely you have to write one book, simply glorify the Supreme God. Then you will be satisfied. Not as a sidelight, completely. Bhautanu Jitaprayam. Here it is said, Paramarisa. Anudita Pram.
अनुक्त प्राण
पीपुल गॉड बट ही कैनॉट डिवोट आवर होल टाइम फॉर गॉड यू कैन गो वीकली वंस और फॉर्टनाइटली वंस और वन आवर इन अ डे पार्शियल आवर बिजनेस इज अनदर वी वॉन्ट टू एंजॉय सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन एंड वी शैल गो टू चर्च और टेम्पल जस्ट टू आस्क गॉड टू सप्लाई अवर इंग्रीडियंट्स ऑफ सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन ओ गॉड Give me this, I'm poor, my hand, this, I'm suffering, I've got some disease. But still, Bhagavad Gita says that they are Sukriti. Because they go to temple or church asking God something, because they're accepting that there is God who can satisfy our needs. Therefore, they are Sukriti. But those who are Duskriti or miscreants, they don't believe in God. Where is the chance of asking God, please give me this, give me that? Because they don't believe in God. Therefore, they are Duskriti, atheists. In comparison to such persons, those who go to the temple at church, ask something from God, they are better. Because they are accept, they have at least come to God. Now, gradually, they will be purified, and at a time, they will say, Samin Kitasu Sui Barangas. No more. I have no demand. What demand? Or if one gets Krishna, then what is the question of demand? He gets everything. Everything. There is no question of demand. So that thing is perfect. So, Anujita Praya, Anujita Praya, Vimalam, भगवत जसो बिना जीने व धर्मादि ज्ञानी न असो भगवान न तुष्यते सिद्धांत इज नो दैट इफ यू बिकम ए रिजिड रिलीजियस पर्सन दैट डज नॉट बी गॉड विल बी सैटिस्फाइड दैट इज प्रीलिमिनरी स्टेज दैट मार्क फॉर काम मोक्ष यू वांट बी यस दैट्स इट But that is not the qualification. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was talking with Ramananda Raya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, what is the aim of life and what is the procedure of achieving that aim? He prescribed this Varnasam Dharma. Because that is the beginning of actual human life. Accepting four varnas and four ashramas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately rejected. You have Vajra Adhikari. These are not very important. You see? The whole Vedic civilization is resting on the varnasam dharma. Varnasam charvata purushena parapraman Vishnu aradhate punishan nanna tattosa karanam. That is the statement that one who is rigidly performing the rules and regulations of these four varnas and ashramas. Varnasama charvata purusena parapuman Vishnu aradhati. Simply by following the rules and regulations of varnasam system, one can worship Vishnu. Vishnu aradhati. Nanna tattosu karana. There is no alternative to satisfy him. That this is an authorized statement. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Yo Bhadsha Adhikaha, this is a start, this is not very important thing. If you know something more, that you can say. Yo Bhadsha Adhikaha. Adhikaha. So, to become a religious person, to become economically very well to do, or to become a salvationist, desiring to merge into the existence, to become one with God, these things are not, very satisfactory to the Supreme Personality of Bhakta Sutosa Bhagavan Gadidhutapaya. If you want to satisfy the Supreme Lord, then you have to accept this path of devotion and service. There is no second path. There is no second path. In the Bhagavad Gita also, it is said that Bhaktyamavijanati, Javanagasyami Tattata. If one wants to know the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in truth, and not fictitiously, then Bhaktyamavijanati. Bhaktyamavijanati means true devotion and self. So here also it is said that Bhavatanu Vitapran Jaso Bhagavatamala. You have not stated very nicely in devotion, in love about the transcendental glories of the Lord. Jenaivasu Natu Sita Manneta. And if Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is not satisfied, Jena Eva Asau Natu Sita. Asau Bhagavan, Natu Sita is not pleased. Manneta Darshanam Kilam. That is insignificant. That means he hinted that you are very much proud that you have written Vedanta Sutra. You don't think by writing Vedanta Sutra God is pleased. Don't think so. It is clearly said, Manne Tad Darshanam. You have done wonderful work in the writing in Vedanta Sutra. But I think Tad Darshanam Khilam. It is insignificant. Because by philosophical speculation, by argument, these are that, these are, God is not satisfied because you are very easy writing scholar. God is satisfied by the love of gopis. They are not philosophers, they are not even Brahmins, they are not even mad, ordinary village girls, but they are devotion for Krishna. There is no comparison. There is no comparison. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Ramma Kasi Upasana Bhajavadu Bhagavad. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life was to love Krishna, Gopi Bhavara Samrita Vilahari Kallolama. That is the Goswami. Simply they were trying to come to that stage on which Gopi loved Krishna. Gopi Bhavara Samrita Vilahari Kallolama. So that is the highest phase. How to love Krishna without any motive, without any material profit, without any personal consideration. That, if you can read that, then Jayatma Saprasiddhi. Then will be such. Otherwise, there is no satisfaction. It is simply useless waste of time. That's all. Thank you very much.